From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Supreme Court upholds a 7-year prison term for former President Yoon Suk-yeol for obstructing justice by blocking investigators from arresting him in early 2025. President Lee Jae-myung holds a summit with Mongolian President Oh Nap-ryul-shu during the first state visit to Mongolia by a South Korean leader in 15 years. And the International Monetary Fund raises its growth outlook for South Korea this year from 1.9% to 2.6%. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The Supreme Court has upheld a 7-year prison term for former President Yoon Suk-yeol for obstructing justice by blocking investigators from arresting him in the wake of his failed martial law bid in 2024. This is the top court's first ruling in any of the cases facing Yoon, 583 days after his short-lived martial law declaration. The ruling came after the Seoul High Court in April increased his prison sentence to 7 years from 5 after finding Yoon guilty of additional charges. Yoon was not at the hearing because a Supreme Court ruling does not require the defendant's presence. In handing down its verdict, the Supreme Court explained that there was no misunderstanding of any point of law in the previous court's ruling. President Lee Jae-myung has met Mongolian President Oh Nap-ryul-shu for summit talks. President Lee, who is on a state visit to Mongolia, attended an official welcoming ceremony at Subatar Square in Ulaanbaatar on Thursday afternoon. We exchange greetings with the Mongolian president and the first lady. The two leaders are holding a summit at the state palace, after which they are expected to release a joint statement. They are expected to declare a golden era of bilateral ties, presenting a shared vision for future cooperation. Lee's trip marks the first state visit to Mongolia by a South Korean president in 15 years, as Seoul seeks to strengthen cooperation with the resource-rich country in supply chains, including those involving rare earths. The United States and Iran have traded strikes for a second day in a row. On Wednesday evening, U.S. Central Command confirmed in a post on X that, at the direction of President Donald Trump, it conducted additional strikes against Iran to further degrade its ability to threaten freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump wrote on his social media that the attacks were retribution for yesterday's bombing of ships by Iran. Iranian state media reported powerful explosions in the port city of Bandar Abbas, the coastal city of Sirik, and the southwestern Bushehr province where Iran's nuclear power plant complex is located. Trump also warned that the U.S. may reimpose a naval blockade to block Iran from the strait, but emphasized that the recent military actions would not escalate into a full-scale, long-term war. Iran launched its own counterattacks targeting U.S. military sites in Bahrain, Qatar, and Kuwait. The International Monetary Fund has significantly raised its growth outlook for South Korea this year from 1.9% to 2.6%. The adjustment was made in the IMF's World Economic Outlook update for July, announced Wednesday amid the global AI boom. Kim Bum-soo has more.
We are projecting global growth of 3% in 2026. And
the International Monetary Fund has inched its global growth outlook down to a sluggish 3% for this year, but revised up its forecast for South Korea to 2.6%, the highest for any advanced economy.
Korea is one of the countries that has seen a large upward revision.
Denise Egan, a division chief in the IMF's research department, attributed a large upward revision for South Korea to strong global demand for memory chips, which offset the impact of the war in the Middle East.
We discuss in the report not only for Korea, but more generally globally, potential risks from a correction in the AI space, in technology-driven investment cycle, experiencing a downturn. And Korea would, as uniquely as it has been placed to benefit from the upturn, it would also be standing to be at risk in the case of a downturn there. Let me stop.
The IMF's 2.6% forecast is the highest for any of the advanced economies, with the United States second on the list at 2.3%. Its latest assessment for South Korea is in line with those of other key economic authorities, including the OECD and the Bank of Korea, which have also predicted 2.6% growth for 2026. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Cloudy skies and widespread monsoon rain are expected nationwide through Friday, with heavy rainfall forecast in several regions. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, Chungcheong and Jeolla provinces could receive more than 120 millimeters of rain on Thursday, while North Gyeongsang province may see up to 80 millimeters. Through Friday, the Seoul metropolitan area is forecast to receive more than 120 millimeters of rain, Gangwon province up to 150 millimeters, and Jeju Island between 5 and 40 millimeters. Authorities warn that intense downpours of up to 70 to 80 millimeters per hour could occur as rain clouds move across the country, increasing the risk of flooding. The rain is expected to taper off by Friday morning, with the capital region and Gangwon the last areas to see precipitation, although afternoon showers of 5 to 40 millimeters remain possible in inland areas of southern Gyeonggi province and the Chungcheong region. Reports of a noticeable gap on the southern end of the Seongsu Bridge on Seoul's Han River have prompted city officials to initiate a safety inspection. According to the Seoul Metropolitan Government on Thursday, multiple reports were filed with the city about a 9-centimeter height difference in a crack on a ramp on the Gangnam District side of the bridge, with local television networks receiving eyewitness accounts. City officials say they have been aware of this gap on the uphill ramp connecting the Olympic Expressway to Jamsil and the bridge for some time, but have decided to conduct a detailed safety assessment to alleviate public concern. The city recently undertook repairs to the section of the ramp following reports of a height difference, and a comprehensive safety check on the bridge verified that there was no danger. Still, some are calling for a more in-depth inspection to determine the cause of the height difference, citing the 1994 collapse of the Seongsu Bridge and the May collapse of the Seosomun Overpass. South Korean actress Yoon Ya-jung has been nominated for an Emmy Award, the most prestigious honor in the American television industry. Yoon was nominated in the category of Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie, according to the list of nominees for the 78th Primetime Emmy Awards announced by the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences on Wednesday. Yoon played Chairman Park, the powerful Korean billionaire owner of a country club, in season 2 of the Netflix series Beef. Yoon became the first Korean to win an acting Oscar in 2021 for her role in the film Minari, and if she wins an Emmy this year, she will make history again. Lee Jung-jae, the lead actor in the 2022 hit series Squid Game, won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, becoming the first Korean and first Asian performer to win in the category. A Siberian tiger named Hosun, who was born and raised in Cheongju Zoo, has died at age 20. The zoo announced on Thursday that the female tiger was euthanized on the evening of July 3rd. Hosun had been experiencing an abnormal gait from a suspected disc disorder and was scheduled for surgery, according to zoo officials. However, after she was anesthetized, it was determined that the chances of recovery were low, and the decision was made to humanely euthanize her. Born in Cheongju Zoo on July 3, 2006, Hosun was loved by visitors along with her brother Hobam and sister Iho. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 45.12 points, or 0.62% on Thursday, to close at 7,291.91. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 9 points, or 1.15%, to close at 794. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.